This is the story of William the Conqueror's End, something that a lot of people really aren't very familiar with. We're familiar with William the Conqueror, whose actual French name is Guillaume de Bastard, or William the Bastard, Duke of Normandy. Of course, when you win the Battle of Hastings in 1066, you can upgrade yourself to the King of England, which certainly helps out. And we're familiar with the conquest and the great hero, big man, probably 6'6", some people say 6'8", which would have been stunning and for that time period. But what a lot of people aren't aware of is what happens to the poor guy in the end. In 1087, the last year of his life, he had gotten really large. They used to actually ridicule him behind his back, saying that he was a fat man or that he appeared to be pregnant, and began to decide that he needed to lose some weight, and he was going to do that around the city of Rouen. Of course, the Norman dukedom, which covers all of Normandy and northern France, Rouen, besides being the eventual place that Joan of Arc is burned at the stake, was kind of a resort area where people went. Unfortunately, he had to do some fighting at the time, as there's a retaliation against some French troops, against some other French raiders. And in the process of winning the battle, William is going to end up killing himself. At the celebration, his horse reared up unexpectedly, throwing him against the saddle pommel, which is the point in the front that you can get a grip on, and it threw him so hard into it that it doesn't cut through the skin, but it does rupture his intestines, and internally he starts leaking bodily waste and other poisons, and eventually will die of peritonitis, which is inflammation of the abdominal cavity. And it took him about 5 weeks, fortunately, to die in this position. And then it's time for the funeral. So he dies on September the 9th, 1087. And we don't do embalming at this particular time. What is kind of unusual is the fact that it was not in many cases, what would happen with the Dukes of Normandy is that they would have their bodies cut open, and their body and intestines would be buried in one place, and the heart would be buried in another place, and the stomach would be buried, and different organs would be buried in different places. And you can tell that by looking at sarcophagi from the early Middle Ages, as to where the hands are placed on the chest, on the heart, over the abdomen, to tell what is actually buried. For example, if you go to the main cathedral at Rouen, there is a tomb to Richard the Lionhearted. That the only thing that was in there was a heart. And of course, if you would open them today, that stuff is long since gone. Many of those were emptied out during the Wars of Religion and the French Revolution. But let's get back to what happened to poor old William. So it's time to put on the funeral. Of course, he's laid out in an open coffin for the service, for the blessing of the body. And then, once the service was over, it's time to put the coffin lid on. Well, his body had swelled up to the point that they couldn't fit the lid over the body. So what they began to do, what most people in this position would, well, let's just squeeze him in here. So they started shoving on him and pushing on him, and finally, he explodes. His body burst like a balloon, and pus and putrefaction covered everybody who was near, and the chapel filled with stench, and everyone ran for the doors. You can imagine what that would smell like. So the body was then quickly buried where it was laid to rest, at least until 1562, when the Huguenots, French Protestants, dug him up and threw his bones all over the courtyard. One would assume they probably threw Matilda, since the two of them were supposed to be buried side by side. So, rather inglorious end to Guillaume the Conquerant, as they would say, or Guillaume the Bastard.